There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Morale is high. Gang's all here, including Fritzy, and your phone call's always welcome. Well, any day. But on Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. With Discover, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, like Fritzy, do apply. A lot of interesting things over the weekend. Football, certainly on Saturday and Sunday. Last night, Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, will stop by to dissect everything. Bills roll the Cowboys, the Niners over the Cardinals. Ravens get by the Jags last night. And your winners, Bengals, Colts, Lions, Browns, Bucks, Texans, Dolphins, Chiefs, Saints, Panthers, and the Rams. Yes, the Panthers did get a win. Coming up tonight, it'll be the Eagles. Is Jalen Hurts going to be able to play at the Seahawks? This is one of those, oh, okay, that's interesting. And we might have a different thought on this game tomorrow where we look back and go, Seattle put up a good fight. Or maybe the Eagles are going to figure out something. Every team has had a dip. Every team has a dip for the most part. Unless you're going with the undefeated Miami Dolphins of 1972. Every team seems to have that dip, very close games. San Francisco lost 3 in a row. And we were looking at San Francisco, and then people didn't realize the importance of Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams. When they came back, then all of a sudden the Niners came back. The Dallas Cowboys get roughed up on the road by the Buffalo Bills. But then Buffalo, you're going, how did they lose to Denver? Or how did they lose to New England? How did they lose to the Jets? But then they blow out Miami. They beat Kansas City. They should have beat Philadelphia. And then you won last night or yesterday afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys. But they're 8-6. Nobody's going to want to play them. They got to get in for nobody wanting to play them. And they ran the ball. Ran the ball. Here are the numbers here. So, 45 times, 266 yards. James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother, 25 carries, 179, averaging 7 yards a carry. We've been saying for years now, if you get a running game to help Josh Allen, then you would probably see a more well-rounded offense there. And you saw that. And it wasn't about Josh Allen. He had 7 completions. Now, and he ran a little bit, scored a touchdown, but they had one penalty. If you're not turning the ball over, you're going to be able to stay in most games. That team is really talented. And they're starting to look like they should have when we thought at the beginning of the year that they could go to the Super Bowl. But with Dallas, Dallas on the road. Dallas has to win that division. If not, as a five seed, I mean, you might open up against Tampa. And you might say, well, we can beat Tampa. Yes, unless Baker Mayfield plays the way he did yesterday. All right, phone calls. Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Seton, what's the poll question for the first hour?
Well, we might as well start with who had the best weekend. I mean, we could start negative, but the best weekend. Why not go positive for Monday?
Okay.
Tis the season. Bills had a good weekend, as you're just saying.
Yeah, they did.
That worked.
Yeah.
Those pesky Bengals are still hanging around.
Yeah. By the way, here's their backup quarterback, Jake Browning, after beating the Vikings.
I've been cut my fair share of times, and that was probably the one. And there was a little bit more this week. I know I denied it, and there's some great people over there. It's completely different, completely different coaching staff and everything. And I want to emphasize, like, there are some incredible people over there, but that one. That one felt good. I think right after we made the field goal to win the game, I screamed at a camera and said they never should have cut me.
Okay. He's feeling himself.
Yeah, he is.
That's a big win. 21, fourth quarter, overtime, got the win. All right, what else do you have, Seton?
Nobody crosses Jake Browning and gets away with it.
No, you don't. Don't you cut me.
That's why I wear number 752. How about the Browns? They had a good weekend.
Yeah, I know.
No?
You got, yeah.
Not all great weekends are
created
built the same.
Yes,
they created
are.
Equally.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty. I'm not going to say pretty. But, you know, they're 9-5. They got a good defense. And I like what the analysts have to do on these pregame shows. Because at some point you go, hey, how about that Josh Dobbs? Man, all the teams that could have had Josh Dobbs. I haven't heard anything about Josh Dobbs in a couple of weeks here. And then it's Joe Flacco. Oh, from his couch, and he's the quarterback. Man, anybody could have had Joe Flacco. Meanwhile, he's throwing the ball all over the place. Three interceptions, and if not for a great catch by Njoku, you know, but they won. But it's like, yeah, man, you know, Flacco, he could still sling it. He had good quarterback experience. Okay, all right. He can't play that way once you get into the postseason, but it feels like these analysts have to say something positive. You know, it's like Tommy DeVito. And then all of a sudden, they look terrible. Zach Wilson. Man, so the offensive players of the week with the NFC and AFC, both in New York, and both were terrible. Well, DeVito got hurt, but Zach Wilson and the Jets, put a stamp on it, mail it in. What are you doing? And you start to wonder about that team moving forward. Is Robert Saleh the right guy? Now, maybe Aaron Rodgers has sway over the owner to say, no, 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 he's going to be my head coach. This is what I would worry about. And this is what a couple of the reporters covering the Jets have pointed out. You don't want to lose the locker room. And it feels like it's a little dangerous right now. Some trepidation with, if they get blown out these last 3 weeks, then all of a sudden you've lost the locker room. Then all of a sudden ownership has to look at this and go, I got to do what's best for this team. But watching yesterday, that was basically, we're just here, getting our paycheck. And this after the previous week where you're thinking, okay, build off of it. And that's a, well, it's supposed to be a really good defense. Dolphins don't have Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle gets injured. Like, what are we doing? There's certain teams where you go, huh? Things that make you go, hmm. Yes, Marvin.
Do you think the Jets were celebrating in Miami? Hey, we're down to South Beach. We came off of a great win. Hey, Zach, let's go. Club Live on Sunday. Let's come on.
No, I think it's the Giants who did that years ago when they went to South Beach to party.
What's that, the South Beach flu?
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you had OBJ and company. They're posing on a yacht or something.
And then they go to Green Bay the next week.
Like, All right, what else do you have, Steve?
You remember that Giants picture where they were like, they were rolling, and then they went to Florida and went on a boat with Tim's and shirtless, and all of a sudden the whole franchise imploded? That was the craziest thing that ever happened.
Yeah. What else do we have?
Well, the 49ers had a good one.
Okay.
They're back and better than ever. I guess that slide they were on is over.
I think so. They look unbeatable. Right now, they do. And, okay, if I gave you Niners or the field to win the Super Bowl. Todd, I'll start with you. Niners or the field?
As tempting as it is, I'm going to go the field.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I think I would take the Niners.
All right, Marvin.
Niners.
Okay, you love your Niners. Paulie?
I'm almost always a field guy, which I'm going to go with the Niners. Golly, I can't believe I'm doing that.
I'm going to go field, but I'm going to begrudgingly go field. Because I'm like, all it comes, I mean, it could come down to an injury as it did last year. When your first and second string quarterback, third string quarterback, they all get injured in that NFC title game. Yes, Paul?
Sam Darnold, 2 for 3, 20 yards yesterday.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Easy transition.
Okay. Okay.
Balling.
By the way, your MVP odds, it's Brock Purdy, then Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Christian McCaffrey. I would put Lamar Jackson ahead of Dak Prescott. This was a standalone game where you're reminded, because now you're watching Lamar the entire game. A lot of times what happens, you'll see just the highlights. Well, if he's throwing just a couple of touchdowns or maybe somebody runs one in and you don't get the full magnitude of Lamar Jackson. I don't think anybody asks their quarterback to do more for their team than what the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson. Does that make him the most valuable? We could have an argument about that. Brock Purdy's been wonderful. I have no problem if he wins the MVP. Dak, okay, this is what we talked about. You want to win it, you can win it, but you got to be good. Now you got the Dolphins coming up, then you have the Lions. You can win the MVP, but then you could also lose the MVP. And it feels like there's still momentum for Dak to be the MVP. It's a great story, and reporters love a great story here. Brock Purdy has been economically great. He does what you ask him to do. Yes, he's a game manager. But then the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, was a game manager as well. But that's what you want. You just want to make sure that you don't have a quarterback who loses a game for you. Maybe he doesn't win the game like some of the marquee quarterbacks do, or that capability, that talent. But he does keep you in games, doing the right things at the right time. Now, does he have a lot of talent? He does. But he utilizes that talent. Dallas had a lot of talent yesterday. They didn't utilize that talent. But this comes back to, now what do you do? Because some teams are going to be in playoff mode now. Buffalo's in playoff mode now. They have to win. They have to win out. And even if they do win out, there's some tiebreakers that don't go their way. Who else, Seton O'Connor?
I think that's who we've got so far. Are we missing anybody? Anybody else got any... something else to throw on?
Like
there?
Who else had a great week?
Who else had a? Who, I mean, it, or who had the best weekend?
Best weekend.
Yeah.
You know, the Colts are there. Mm. I mean, they're not going away.
Let's be the first ones to talk about them. No one else is.
Mm. That might be a reason for that.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Mm. Well, we just did talk about.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. How about that Shane Steichen, Coach of the Year? Okay.
Dot dot dot.
Gardner Minshew. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I love Gardner Minshew. I thought that now when you have a backup quarterback that's as talented as him, you know, he'll be able to play pretty good football. He's not a franchise quarterback, but he's good, and they are competitive. You got the NFC South and the AFC South that you just go. Now, the AFC South is competitive, but we keep waiting for Jacksonville that, okay, get ready for Jacksonville. We keep waiting for Jacksonville. And I don't know what happened when Trevor Lawrence is running and then all of a sudden, now he does lead the league in fumbles the last couple of years. These are non-contact fumbles where you go, wait a minute, what happened with that? Do you have one of them trick footballs or something? Because all of a sudden you're going, and then you don't score at the end of the first half. And it wasn't like Baltimore was dominating. But I do think that Baltimore is a really good team. They're not to the level of San Francisco, and maybe we end up with a Baltimore-San Francisco rematch in the Super Bowl. And Jim Harbaugh comes in to watch his brother John, you know, try to win another Super Bowl at the expense of the 49ers there. But, yeah, I'm watching that game, and I just – it's like we want Jackson. It feels like people are rooting in the media for Jacksonville to finally come back to where they were years ago, where they're a couple of plays away from beating the Patriots – going to the Super Bowl. And it would be a, you know, really good story. But it's just not there right now. Yeah, Seton.
How are we feeling about Trevor Lawrence these days?
And you know what? He's a week to weaker.
Oh, a new category?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's this week and then next week. And like, how many quarterbacks do you go, I know exactly what I'm going to get from week to week?
And you know what? There's actually a lot of different levels to week-to-weekers, because right now, Trevor Lawrence is a week-to-weeker. So is Tommy Cutlets is kind of week-to-week, too. Zach Wilson definitely is.
Well, I'm talking about good quarterbacks week-to-week. Like Mahomes.
The Broncos are a week-to-week situation.
Yeah. Was Russell Wilson Jr. the third a week-to-week?
He feels like he would go in the week-to-week category, all doesn't right. he?
Well, if you run down the quarterbacks, how many do you know they're going to play well?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, of course.
Got to start there.
Brock Purdy? Like, Dak?
No.
Who else would you throw in there where you go, that guy is going to be...
Yes, this is kind of a week-to-week season. Josh Allen's a little week-to-week.
Yes, he is. Well, he didn't play well. In fact, here's Josh Allen after the win yesterday.
I don't think I threw the ball that many times, which, again, I don't just get it done. Let's just find a way to win. And, you know, felt like the kid that didn't do anything in the class project but got an A.
All right. I'll give him credit for a little humor there. But Jalen Hurts, he hasn't been consistent. Now he's banged up, I guess. Well, who isn't banged up? But if you run down the list of quarterbacks, how many can you go, I know I'm going to get a good performance out of that guy? Not many. But then we're over 75 quarterbacks deep now in the NFL. That's how many quarterbacks have thrown a pass this year. I think we're over 75. It's not about having a backup quarterback. It's a backup to the backup quarterback, it feels like. Like, can you trust Kenny Pickett? No. Joe Flacco, no. Jake Browning, maybe. Yeah, Marv.
If you're a third-string quarterback and you go into the quarterback's meeting, you better be ready because there's a real chance you're going to play.
You should be listening. You should be taking notes.
Yep, make sure you know where your helmet is, too.
All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Gang's all here, including Fritzy, ready to go. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. That'll be coming up. 877-3DP Show. If you'd like to be part of the program, Operator Tyler standing by. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates as well. By the way, get ready for the first ever streaming exclusive NFL game in history. The NFL Holiday Exclusive on Peacock. It's the Buffalo Bills. They will face the Chargers in Los Angeles. That'll be streaming this Saturday, 7:30 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock. I'm already looking ahead to next week, and it's not fair because we're still digesting what happened over the weekend. But the Saints go to the Rams. That's Thursday night. And that's a big game for both of these teams. Dallas will be at Miami. Miami has three good teams. We're going to find out a lot about Miami. They host the Cowboys. They're at Baltimore. And then they host Buffalo. Tyreek Hill's availability still in doubt. And then Baltimore at San Francisco a week from today. How good is that? That could be one of those Lamar Jackson wins the MVP with a win in San Francisco against Brock Purdy. Or Brock Purdy could win the MVP if he has another good performance and they beat Baltimore in San Francisco. All right, Seton poll question for hour two as we lead off. Matt Hasselbeck, the former NFL quarterback, will tell us why the Dallas Cowboys struggled against the Buffalo Bills.
Got one here from Paulie for hour two. It's which do you most agree with?
All right.
Kadarius Toney will be responsible for a playoff win or playoff loss for the Chiefs. These are all a little wordy.
Oh, there's more to it. It's not just that.
That's one option five leg poll.
Okay. This is setting up for Kadarius Toney has a performance in the playoffs where the Chiefs either say, hey, told you so. We're backing our guy. This guy is really good. That's why he's still on the team. Or, oh, Kadarius Toney did it again.
It feels very clear that the NFL storyline is setting up a hero or zero narrative for Kadarius Toney. He's either going to make the most amazing play that justifies everything and the team sticking with him, or it's going to just be the most costly error.
Yes.
That it's going to, you're like, God, this dude.
And it feels like he's either playing at a really high level, or he's injured, or he's dropping a big, big pass. Feels like those are the three options that you have with Kadarius Toney. And there was one yesterday where Patrick Mahomes, I know you may be backing your guy, but Patrick Mahomes was not backing his guy when he went to the sidelines. You're Patrick Mahomes. The camera's going to be on you, good or bad. And Mahomes is like, you cost me an interception there. All right, who else is on the five-leg parlay?
What do you most agree with? Lamar Jackson is the most valuable player in the league and will not win the award.
Okay. As I've said, that I think he does more for his team than any other quarterback. He has to do more for his team than any other quarterback. I don't think you could get sort of a pedestrian-type performance from him and win games. Josh Allen didn't play well yesterday, and they ended up beating Dallas at home. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has to be great every single time. It feels like Lamar needs to be at least very good each game for them to win. And he's on pace for 3,700 yards passing and 900 yards rushing, which has never been done before. I think if they're the number one seed in the AFC, that'll help, because the last 10 years, you've either been the number one or number two seed quarterback, or your team's the number one or number two seed. And you're going to have to, because Brock Purdy's going to end up as the number one seed, it looks like, in the NFC. And if you're that in the AFC, then maybe those are the two leading candidates. Who else, Seton?
The Buccaneers should stick with Baker Mayfield going forward. He's a quality NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah. Right.
Gardner Minshew is going to start a playoff game this season.
I would say, yeah, okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield as a starting quarterback? Any thoughts there?
He acted like it yesterday at Lambeau. I mean, he has that. He's always had confidence. He's never played as well as the confidence level that he has.
Right. This is what he does. He has a great week, and you're like, look, Baker is back. And all of a sudden, Baker in the press conferences, he's back, and he's throwing shots at everybody and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks into his great comeback, it's like, oh, there you go. Zero TDs, four interceptions. There's Baker.
Yeah. Here is Todd Bowles, the Buccaneers head coach, on what Baker means to the Buccaneers.
He's meant everything, you know, from a mental standpoint to a quarterback standpoint, making plays, from a toughness standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. He's done everything. He's checked all the boxes. He's doing all the right things now. And, you know, can't say enough about him.
Okay. But is your starting quarterback next year? He might be. Because of where they're going to be in the draft, are they going to get a quarterback who's better? Are they going to get into a position to be able to take a better quarterback? Yes, Mark.
And if they win the division, if you're ownership, you're not going to say, hey, we just won the division, no matter how bad we think it is or how bad it actually is. You're not going to replace the quarterback off of a division-winning team, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Yes, Paul.
You know, Mayfield this year has got 24 touchdowns and 8 picks, and it feels like, all right, that's nice, but – you know, when he was 25 years old, his third year in Cleveland, he was 11-5, threw for almost 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns and 8 picks. Then he got injured and was banged up for a year and a half. He's in his quarterback prime of 28. They may have stumbled into something, Tampa.
Yeah, maybe.
It's weird because it is week to week, but if you watch this week, like, oh, that guy could play. Like, every down.
Who else do you have, Seton?
I think that's what we got right now for that one.
Okay.
I think we're going to go with a four-leg part.
All right. What's the recap from the first hour?
The recap from the first hour. Who had the best weekend? Let me go to the Twitter machine. Who had the best weekend? Right now, the Bills are still running away with that one. Who had the worst weekend? Cowboys, not even close.
So you're looking at home field advantage. Baltimore 11-3, game up on Miami, and 2 games up on Kansas City. Kansas City's remaining games. They will have a home game with the Raiders, home game with the Bengals. They'll be at the Chargers. That's pretty easy. Baltimore at the Niners, host Miami, host Pittsburgh. Now, you can say Pittsburgh not very good or consistent, but in that rivalry, and that's the best rivalry we have in the NFL, Pittsburgh can win that game. Miami has Dallas. They're at Baltimore, and then they host Buffalo. Wow. So you might have Baltimore, Kansas City, Miami, and then whoever wins the AFC South will be in at the number 4 seed. Then Cleveland, Cincinnati, Buffalo. Man. Who would have thought? You know, at the beginning of the year, if I said, hey, these quarterbacks won't be healthy at the end of the year, or these teams will be in the playoff hunt. Now, if I said a team out of the NFC might not have a winning record, you'd go, yeah, I could see that. The AFC South, hey, the Texans and the Colts are going to be breathing down Jacksonville's throat, and you'd be like, nah, I'm not going to buy into that. The Browns are going to lose Deshaun Watson. The Colts lose their rookie quarterback first week. Like, that's why the NFL is so popular, because you can't script it. Every year, every week, it feels like we go, how did that happen? Who is that guy? Like tonight, you know, Seattle playing host. And you're going, well, Seattle should beat Philadelphia -3 against Seattle. Home dog on a Monday night. Seattle, we're waiting for Seattle to maybe have one of those games. And the Eagles always keep you in the game. They play close games here. And if Jalen Hurts isn't 100%, you're on the road. Would this surprise anybody if Seattle won? The answer is no. Yeah, Mark.
This year, the NFL has a real college basketball feel to it because it'd be like, oh, you know, this team could be a Cinderella team. This team can get to the Final Four. But at the end, it's still going to be Chiefs, Niners, Ravens. Mm. It's still going to be the top dogs to me.
Yeah, but there's always Arizona's a number one seed in March Madness, right?
True.
Like, hey, Arizona, number one seed, and then and Arizona has been knocked off. And I'm like, yeah. They were my Chargers that it felt like, you know, this is the year for the Chargers. And then all of a sudden, you know, they flame out. Although Arizona does get at least to the status of being a number one seed. But Arizona, so you might have that. You might come down to the Blue Bloods where you go, all right, there's going to be those four teams that are going to be there at the end of the year. Yeah, Paul.
And with college football, we don't completely jump off a team's bandwagon from week to week. Like, Alabama has an off week against a team. Like, well, they're not going anywhere. They're a mess. That they should fire everybody. We don't do that in college football. And like the Cowboys have outscored their opponents this year by 167 points. But today, would anyone bet on them to be in the Super Bowl? No, not this morning they wouldn't.
No. But if all of a sudden they start to win a couple of these games, if they beat Miami, then you're going to go, all right, okay. Like this is of the two teams that you're not quite sure. Miami is up there for me. Where I go, I don't know. And Dallas is up there, and they're really talented. But it's week to week. There are very few teams where you don't go week to week where you go, yeah, I don't know. Or, look out for them. Yeah, Paul?
The 49ers are 11-3. The Eagles are 10-3. So they're almost identical records. The Niners have outscored their opponents by 191 points, best in football. The Eagles have outscored their opponents this year by 21 points. That's like what a 500 team would have, a plus ratio of 21 points.
Stat of the
Not
day,
really, no.
Stat of the day.
No, it's stat of the day.
Ish?
Yeah, no, it's stat of the day.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we'll go to stat of the day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I got to get a sponsor in here, plug.
Oh,
yeah, let's go.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Bop, bop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Oh, yes. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, how about those Jets?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Best of the weekend. First of all, happy birthday to the coolest person on earth, Keith Richards. Worst of the weekend. Listen, I'm usually not the kind of guy who says, I told you so. However, to all the Mid-Nicks who were doing calculus, figuring it out, how the Jets were going to get in the playoffs, I told you so. I told you this team was going to go back to stinking. And if I had to give Zach a grade, I'd give him incomplete, not because he didn't finish the game, just because he had a 0.0 chance against that with that sieve of an offensive line.
All right. Well, I would think an incomplete would be apropos for that kind of quarterback, and incomplete for that course. By the way, congratulations. That's 13 consecutive seasons the Jets have not made the playoffs. Congratulations for your consistency. Ben in Montana. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, morning, guys. Have a best and worst for you, kind of a FCS theme. Best has to be the Montana Grizzlies beating North Dakota State in double overtime in the semifinals, and then poor University of Albany fell 59-0 against South Dakota State. And as kind of a follow-up, any of you guys catch the games?
I did. I tried to watch a lot. I was even watching Division III. You know, it's always fun. I love watching the title games. You know, unfortunately, you get some blowouts there, but I do watch the Division III, you know, 1AA. I enjoy it. And then there's always, I mean, that's how I first stumbled upon Cooper Kupp and Jimmy Garoppolo, because they were playing in playoff games, and all of a sudden you go, that guy's pretty good. I remember first time that I watched Cooper Kupp, and Paulie goes, you got to watch this guy. He's really good. He does a post pattern starting the game. It's like he goes down, fakes right, boom. towards the goalpost, touchdown. I go, all right, well, okay. All right, seems like pretty good. Next time, boom, throwing it to Cooper Kupp. And I go, this guy had, he had 17 catches. I'm going, nobody can cover him. Oh, well, he won't be able to play in the NFL. He's not fast enough. He's just fast enough. He's one of those guys who's just fast enough. Jerry Rice was never fast. He was just fast enough. And there's certain players where you go, I don't know how he does it. Because I remember when Rice came in, and he was really thin. And I thought, he's going to get crushed. And he just had this, you never caught him from behind. For a guy who wasn't considered fast, he was always just fast enough. Jesse in St. Louis. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'7", buck and a half. Just the best investor of the weekend. Boys trip to Cincinnati. What a great underrated city in America. We went to the game. What a fantastic game. They were playing Todd Rundgren throughout the game. Thought of you boys. Wanted to call and wish you a happy holidays. Thanks for everything. You guys are always on point this time of year. And I speak for everyone when I say thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you, Jesse. I like that. Yeah, Paul.
We were in the garage during that playoff game, and they were playing a little, I don't want to work, I want to bang on these drums all day. We heard it going to break.
Yeah. And we gathered around at the Christmas party. Had Chad and the Traeger folks there. We had a grill that's a trailer. They don't make them anymore, but it has brake lights on it. It hooks up to the big German's truck. He brought it over, backed it in, had a fire pit there. We had burnt ends, Wagyu. We had some chicken. We had beer on tap, Miller Lite on tap, 50 degrees, good to go, sunshine. And I was strategically placed outside where I would say hello to you, and then I would say goodbye to you. So I didn't have to go inside.
You're like a Walmart greeter.
There was a mosh pit inside. And I'm like, hi, how are you? Hug, hug. Oh, okay. You can put that bottle of wine over there. Yeah, everybody's inside. And then they'd come out and go, hey, great party. Great to see you. See you next year. And Marvin's son has come tradition. He always wants to get into the upper part of my garage for some reason because he says, I'm bored. Hey, Both, I'm bored. Can I go up in the garage? And I go, no. I told you that last year. I said, I tell you that every year. Both, I've only been here 2 years. I said, well, remember this next year, because no, you can't climb up the ladder into the garage. Marvin, what's going on?
You're lucky because he had many more questions. And I was like, and my wife was like, we can't ask those type of questions. Those are personal questions.
He's a character, man. He had a whole group of kids following him that they were doing a scavenger hunt, hide and seek, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my wife called him going through the house, and she goes, what the bleep are you doing? Well, I'm just trying to go through the house. She said, basement outside. She's like, don't play in this house. He goes, it's not a house. It's a mansion.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
More importantly, how about those chocolate-dipped Oreos the princess brought that were lovely?
Oh, I didn't have any of those. I did not have those.
Oh, the Oreo balls.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Fritzy brought donuts and... You had Oreo balls? Yeah. I didn't. Paulie, what'd you bring?
I don't know. Whatever my wife brought.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Seton's wife brought a plant.
Oh.
Yeah. It stood out.
Try to change it up a little
bit.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. Thank you, Todd, though, bringing the donuts again.
It is my pleasure. I wish I could take credit for it, but my Tasties. Wife set everything up.
Those are the best.
Matt Hasselbeck is hopefully going to join us. I guess there's bad storms here on the East Coast and a power outage in Boston, which is where Matt lives. So he's trying to find a hot spot where he can join us. Hopefully he'll join us next. More phone calls as well this Monday, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you ours coming up as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. If I gave you the Niners or the field to win the Super Bowl, what would you take? I'd still take the field, but I'd do so begrudgingly. Because the Niners, I know they had that dip. You know, it's amazing when you go, they lost three in a row, but they didn't have Deebo Samuel, Trent Williams. Get those guys back, and then all of a sudden, it's back to normal for that team. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. He's former NFL quarterback, led the Seahawks to the NFC Championship, and went to a Super Bowl. Former ESPN analyst Matt Hasselbeck on the program. How's life there, Matt? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. It's a little different. I've been coaching high school football, having a blast. Our season just ended last Wednesday, and it's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. And, you know, I'm really sort of thankful for the opportunity this year.
Okay, if people are watching on Peacock, they can see all the footballs back there, all the helmets back there. What's the one thing that you go, that's my prized possession of everything I have there?
Man, none of it. You know, like I grew up, my dad played in the NFL, and like he'd get these game balls. You know, he played 9 years for four teams. And like me and my brothers, we would just like scuff those game balls up. Like it'd be like, oh, Orange Bowl, Colorado versus Ohio State. It'd be like, this was given to you by Bill Parcells, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then that's what we played with, man. Like I have the Marshawn, I didn't know this at the time. I had the Marshawn Lynch Beastquake ball, you know, from that big wild card game. It was in my daughter's room for a while. Like that dog was probably chewed on by my dog. You know what I mean? So like sort of none of it. I don't know what else to do with it. It's, I don't know. It's just stuff. It's the memories, I think, that matter more to me.
Okay. Should a team with a losing record be able to host a playoff game?
Well, I'm super biased because we were 7-9 in Seattle in 2010 when Pete Carroll was first year head coach. We had a tough year. And then for whatever reason, the defending world champion New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, Sean Payton, they were the wild card team and had to come play us at 7-9. And we won the game. You know, so but I tell people a lot, you know, a lot about this. And I was talking to my high school team about this year. Pete Carroll had us believing that we were not 7-9. Like everyone in the NFL says, hey, you gotta gotta play your best football at the end of the year. Pete Carroll had us believing that we are 0-0. They are 0-0. We deserve to be here. And I think that was a big reason that, you know, we played so well that day and we beat them. So no, it doesn't make sense. But like playoff football and NFL football doesn't make sense sometimes.
And I'm always told, well, rah-rah doesn't work in the NFL. College guy doesn't work in the NFL. Why is Pete Carroll, a rah-rah guy, the oldest coach in the NFL, even though he doesn't act it, how does that work?
Since I was 35 years old when I was his starting quarterback. And the last thing I wanted was this like rah-rah college guy. Like I was just not going to be into it. Bag drills. You got to tap like the top of the door before you walk into every room, before you go out to practice. Like I wanted to hate it. I literally wanted to hate it. And listen, back then, 35 years old as a starting quarterback was like ancient. You know, Tom Brady and people have like blown that out of the water. But back then, you know, so like, all I can say is I thought he was incredible as a head coach. Like he had like a John Wooden quality about him where like on Wednesdays, our coaches, our assistant coaches, we weren't even allowed to talk about who we were playing next. It was just about us versus us, our best versus our best, our ones versus our ones, which is very different in the NFL. So I didn't necessarily think it was as rah-rah as it was, we're going to do everything right. And the score will take care of itself, which for me is a Bill Walsh thing that I learned from Mike Holmgren and Andy Reid. And I believed in that. And so, you know, I'm a huge fan of Pete. I think he does a great job.
As we like to do, we look at, you know, the Bills or the Cowboys. If you're looking at a game, do we look and praise the Bills for what they did? Or we, you know, spend that time criticizing the Cowboys? And I don't know X's and O's at a level to discuss this, but I only taking what I saw, and that's Buffalo's defense, two high safeties seem to frustrate or confuse Dak Prescott. Can you explain what they were doing that made him seem really pedestrian?
I'll make it even simpler than that. You know, when you travel the country, you meet NFL fans, okay? There are very few fans that are as great as the Buffalo Bill fans, right? They're special that way. I mean, there are other fan bases that are great, but mostly what you hear from Buffalo Bills fans is like, they'll tell you the story when they went and saw Bill's game. Okay. And I would just say the same thing, throw kind of the X's and O's out a little bit. You talk to NFL quarterbacks, where do you hate to play? On the list, on the podium, is I hate to play in Buffalo in December. And that was before they had Josh Allen. So I just think that when you go on the road, there's a crazy crown on that field. It kind of throws people off a little bit. The weather, the wind, they play this stupid horn. Not when you're at the line of scrimmage, but when you're in the huddle trying to call a play. So if you have a play that's called 29 techs and there's another play that's called 28 tacks and you're expecting your, you know, I'm from Boston and my left tackle's from Alabama and you're expecting him to hear it perfectly. Just the communications at the line of scrimmage, in the huddle. Like anyone who's played in Buffalo, you're just like, yeah, I get it. It like they look like a high school team that hasn't practiced, but it's hard to go on the road. That's why this home field advantage thing matters so much. And it matters more for some than it does for others. And think back to like when I was growing up, the Bills were going to four consecutive Super Bowls. A big, big part of that was how hard it was for the Raiders, for the Dolphins, for certain people to go up there and play in Buffalo. It's a real thing.
But do you think Buffalo had that game plan? They were going to run the ball 40 times against Dallas?
Who like who are you? Buffalo doesn't run the ball like that. They really don't. No. But what happens when you're a play caller, if something works, you keep doing it until the other team proves they have an answer for it. It happens in blitz. Like I remember one time we were playing the Philadelphia Eagles, an early start for me. They brought this like Brian Dawkins and another linebacker blitz four times a game. Like that was all they were ever going to bring it. So like we weren't going to worry about it too much. Well, guess what? We never picked it up. in those four times. So guess what? It was blood in the water. We saw it probably 14 times, but we had no answer. And so, like, I think that's a little bit what happened last night.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the Dolphins and the Cowboys. And maybe a little bit with the Eagles. Like, tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if they lost this game. The Niners, it feels like we know who they are. How many teams do you think you go, I know exactly who that team is, whether they're on the road or they're at home?
There's some teams that you feel really confident in. You know, when the 49ers are healthy, when Brock Purdy's healthy, I think you feel really confident in that team. But it's also the NFL. I mean, it's also the NFL. Like, anybody can win. There's a reason they say any given Sunday. They don't say any given Saturday. They don't say any given Friday night. This is the NFL. And, you know, you come into a game plan with what you think is going to work. Or, you know, these guys are human. Like, how many times have you seen the best team in football lose to a team that's never won? It's just, I remember when I was playing the Detroit Lions, where they went 0-16 that year, that one year. And, like, no one wanted to be the team that lost to the Lions. But, like, every single one of us could have been that team. Like, they weren't that bad. They really weren't. But it's just, you know, I think it's part of what's great about the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody.
Talking to Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback and former member of ESPN. You know, you start to look at MVP candidates. And I don't know what your criteria is on what is most valuable. I've said all along that I don't know if a team asks their quarterback to do more for them than Baltimore does with Lamar Jackson. But, you know, that doesn't mean Brock Purdy shouldn't or can't win, or if it's Tyreek Hill or whoever else we're throwing in there. But how do you decide who is an MVP?
What is the criteria? Like, who knows? It's not the Heisman. I know that. You know, that's not what it is. There's going to be guys like that deserve it. And I think as the season comes to an end, like, it'll kind of clarify itself a little bit. Lamar Jackson, certainly one of those guys. The vote could get split in San Fran with Purdy and McCaffrey. I'll just say this. Back in 05, Sean Alexander won the MVP. Mike Holmgren was our head coach. Brett Favre had won three consecutive MVPs when I was in Green Bay. Mike Holmgren was the coach. And hearing what Mike Holmgren would say to our team, and I particularly remember this with Sean Alexander. He was like, we are going to go for this award. We are going to get Sean this award. We're going to get him the NFL touchdown record. Sean, you're going to do it, but you're not going to do it alone. You're going to do it with our fullback, Max Strong, with our offensive line, Walter Jones and Steve Hutchinson. This is a team award. Okay, the MVP is a team award. This is a feather in the cap. We had two wide receivers that year from Penn State, Joe Jarvicius and Bobby Engram, who knew how to block in the running game. And he challenged the wide receivers. You, right here, you might be the difference in Sean Alexander getting this award. So I don't know who should get the award. I don't know, but I do know this. There are coaches and players in the NFL who, if their teammate gets it, they view it as like, we got it. Mm-hmm. And so they're all chasing a Lombardi. They want to hoist a Lombardi. But the MVP is a cool thing, obviously, for the guy who gets it, but for the teammates as well. And we felt that with Sean when he earned it. And it was just a really, really cool thing.
What were you like when you're watching Favre do what he's doing and trying to understand how to play quarterback in the NFL? Because I don't think anything he does is applicable to what you did when you were a starter.
Yes and no. Like, Brett, Brett, you see the wild stuff. But I'll say this. My very first quarterback meeting that I ever had was with Andy Reid. He was our quarterbacks coach in Green Bay. And he said, listen, Brett Favre is amazing, okay? But his decision-making, his fundamentals, you know, those types of things, they're terrible. So don't study that. Do not study that. What I want you to study is all the other stuff, the intangibles, how he leads the huddle, how he leads the team, how he knows the name of everybody in the building, how he intimidates the opponent without even saying one word. And so it was those types of things. The other thing that I noticed about him is, like, in college for me, I played a little bit like a robot. All right, if they're in an under front, they bring two backers here, I throw the hot to the running back. Brett was like, man, screw that. I don't freaking care. The Z receiver's open. Robert Brooks is open. Antonio Freeman's open. Mark Chimura's open. I don't care. And so, and I would hear Mike Holmgren say this. He'd say, Brett, You're an artist, not a blacksmith. You're an artist, not a mathematician. And so he just played ball like you played at recess when you had a snow day and you were just out in the front yard or the street with your friends. And so like that, I think, is what I took from him. Yes, it's important to play on time. You know, I was looking at the fundamentals of the backup quarterback, Doug Peterson, but I was watching sort of like the reckless abandon fun that Brett Favre played with. And there's a fine line. And it took me like 3 years to figure it out, but it was cool. It was definitely cool.
Sterling Sharp not in the Hall of Fame. What are we missing here?
Well, the Hall of Fame's an imperfect science. There's a lot of lobbying, as you know. It's a little political. It's a lot of timing. I'll just know this. When I got to Green Bay, Sterling Sharp was not there. But the way that Brett Favre coached every receiver at all times, the sentence would usually start something like this. Well, this is what Sterling used to do, or this is what Sterling told me. So his impact there was felt for many years after.
Yeah, he was dominating, man. And then, like, Terrell Davis got in, injury cut short his career, and I don't know why we don't apply that with Sterling, maybe. And like, how many years do you need to play at a high level before you go, you know, that's Hall of Fame worthy? In today's game, you know, Gale Sayers got in, he got injured, you know, with his knee. Yeah. Never came back. But Terrell Davis, that's not that long ago.
When I was playing, the thing it was said in locker rooms, I don't know if it was true, it was six Pro Bowls. Six Pro Bowls gets you to Canton. But Pro Bowls have changed. You know, guys bail out. You know, you're going to the Pro Bowl, but you're not voted to the Pro Bowl. It's a very, now there is no Pro Bowl. You know, so like it's a different thing. But I think Terrell Davis and Alex Gibbs and, you know, John, like they kind of brought that zone scheme and sort of changed the game. And if you look at the run game that you see in the NFL right now, like if I had to point to a point where it's just like, oh, it really started to change here with that Mike Shanahan offense that now you see, you know, everybody running, you know, Terrell Davis had a huge part of that.
It's great to talk to you, and I hope you're enjoying the high school stuff. Seems like a lot of fun if they listen to you. Who are you channeling here? What former coach are you?
It's a lot of Mike Holmgren. It's a lot of Jim Zorn, actually. It's a little bit of Pete Carroll. I was coaching my son, though, who was the senior quarterback. So it was a lot of Mike Holmgren and me. A little bit of clashing at times. But we won the state championship this year. So it was a great – it was like at Gillette. It's the first time that I've ever won a game at Gillette. So it felt pretty good.
Great to talk to you. And thanks again for joining us.
Anytime.
That's Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, led the Seahawks to the Super Bowl in 2005. And work for the mothership as well. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.